Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and this is our paranormal show on VBS Radio. And the day today, and this is Creation Lightship Healing, the day today is August 11th, so 8/11/2017. So I'm going to clear the numbers for that. So the number 8, then the other ones here. So here we go. Releasing those energies from you in case you're connected to it, order to them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's do the word August, see if that affects you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and next we're going to bring up the light beams. You can do that and bring peace into your room. So here comes peace energy. And there'll be male energies coming on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, something that's happening that you may not like, here we go. Let's clear that energy. So think of that situation going on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So are you ready to go? And out of the BBS dressing room and voice tuning room. So we'll see if you're there.
Yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's Friday night, so that means it's Paranormal Friday. So if you had any unusual, weird experiences this week, any run-ins with clones, I know it's a regular occurrence for me. you can write in and tell us about those issues. Thank you, Ron. As always, we appreciate you clearing us at the beginning of all the shows and bringing the energy through the beautiful light beings. Ron, if you're a new listener, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You can check that out after our show tonight, and there are many free healings on there. You can get started if it's your first exposure to Creation Lightship. As it's for the month of August, starting tomorrow, are Ron's monthly calls where for 4 hours tomorrow, he has what's called the Ascension Call, where he charges water for us. It lasts for 4 hours. And then the next day, the 13th, is a seven-hour healing call where you get 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. And then the next consecutive two more Sundays of August, that's the 20th and 27th, are also seven-hour calls of that have healing on Creation Lightship. So I hope you can join us for that. You can register on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. If you cannot attend live, in other words, if you can't be on the phone, you can register and still participate as long as you've signed up through the website, and then you become instantly part of the call. So, Ron, I will... Oh, you can send us emails tonight to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or click on the fast chat button if you have any questions or comments about healings or anything you'd like to talk to Ron about. So meantime, I'll go into some of our healings and emails, Ron.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, and I'll be doing, somebody requested enlistment, so I'll be doing that on tomorrow's call. So if you want to be enlisted, we'll be doing that on the Saturday call. So back to you.
Okay. So, let me see here. Somebody, my computer just decided to restart itself. Here it is. I apologize, Ron. One second.
I could do a clearing here because there was a lot of energy going on during the conference call that we had today earlier. So let's do one for anxiety. So if you have any anxieties going on, let's release that energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And maybe it could be possible that since in a month from now, you know, we're going to be having 11 day of September, and maybe you're feeling situations going on a month early. So let's clear some energy for that date. And this will be the 11th of September. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and also let's do one for, let's see. Do you have a good clearing to do, Ann?
Well, I always, if you don't mind doing a sample of the bites and stings, I think that's a nice one for summertime, since it's something people might be dealing with.
Okay, bites and stings. Here we go. So releasing that energy. If you don't have anything biting you or stinging you, you can look back in your past, even that awful mosquito that got away. So here we go. And it could be worse, maybe, but I won't get into the worst things. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I know you're probably thinking of them talk about maybe cat scratch or dog bite. But I was really thinking of, you know, having that a shark attack you, you know. So it could be somebody on with that, but that would be probably the most terrifying thing. Or having an alligator come after you or something. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you very much for doing that, Ron. Okay, we have another listener listening to archives. In an archive, April 2009, Ron talked about entity clearings. And at that point, it was mentioned that a whole life clearing wasn't on the website yet, but now it is available. He also said it takes about 32 hours to get the entities out of you. Is this still the case? Does the online clearing do this? And if I have the online clearing unlimited, will it still be helpful to do the conference calls? Thanks.
Yes, it would be helpful for the conference call. Yeah, so that amount of time, 30, maybe 40 hours, is about what it would take to clear you, which means that you'd want to probably run that clearing continuously, or at least maybe, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day. Because entities, you can get rid of some of them, you know, in the short time that, you know, the website is running the clearing, but other ones can still hop in or be there, be outside of your body, and when a few of the entities leave you, then they could come in because now they can claim your territory, claim your real estate. So, yeah, it does take, you know, a bit of time to get rid of entities, especially if you have one that's addictive, you know, alcoholic, being addiction, smoking something, eating something. Normally, you know, I'd say 40 hours would probably be pretty conservative. It may actually take you longer. So, but anyway, yeah, it's not just a one-time clearing that you need to do. It'll help you. But if it's something that is, you know, with you for a long time, then you want to keep on it. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, and you most likely talked about this, Ron, in that show, and you've talked about it before, but I feel like it bears repeating. You know, there's entities everywhere because... how you've put it in the past, Ron, is like think of how many people die every day, how many people have died every day on the planet. It's floating around emotional bodies or ghosts. So you can just, I know I leave that entity clearing on all the time. And I don't think you could ever do too much of it.
Yeah, but you can even get entities watching a show, a movie, a DVD or something. They can, you know, be looking at that energy maybe through your eyes, and they may see a buddy there, you know, and they can all come in. So that's one of those weird things. That's why we have a paranormal show, to talk about things like this.
Right. And so do you think, Ron, if you're, I don't know, emotional, let's say, or in just off energy in some way, you might be more likely to attract entities to you?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, someone wrote in, they had a scorpion bite. Thanks for clearing that.
A scorpion, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
You must live in the desert, huh?
I guess so. I have seen, come to think of it, I've seen scorpions in the desert.
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess I did know that they bite. Okay. Oops, I've got one of my clearings popping. Okay. Somebody wrote yes on the implant clearing call. Someone asked, Ron, if you would consider doing a special call to clear all implants. And they go on, so their vote is for yes, please. Go on to say, I've been trying something different this week, which is writing in numbers in the alien attack option for implants. So they're talking about that monthly alien attack clearing, and they're putting ones, all of them, well, implants. So they're trying to get rid of implants by clearing some numbers. Thought I would give it a try.
That might be interesting, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I think that that sounds like a great idea. Okay. Somebody wrote in, entities. Does having more spirit in your body help repel entities?
Well, your spirit's not going to repel them. But as you have more of you with you, then there's no place for the entities to come in as easily. So they come in where you're absent.
Right. Another question. Entity transfer, can they come from soul family members too?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yep, they can hop in any way they choose to. Go to a funeral, and you could leave there having all the illnesses and sicknesses of people that the person that you know died of, because they could have been in the hospital. It could be a situation where maybe your soul family chose to have, foot cancer or something, so everybody in your soul family could have foot cancer because you want to experience that. And then that would draw entities in who had cancer of the feet. By you going to the funeral. So, that's the way it works. So entities do come in, and unfortunately, that can change your personality. It can make you, not peaceful. Maybe some are really hot-tempered, and, you could end up having somebody that comes into you, and you fly off the handle very quickly and easily without even knowing why. So back to you.
Right, and now it's funny, Ron, somebody wrote in that they're having an issue with their feet and some pain, and they're wondering if you have any healing suggestions. So I guess, first of all, you just gave one, which is the entity clearing. maybe we could do some kind of sample clearing of pain or something with our feet. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll take away entities, so here we go. Entities in your feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that helps.
Okay, so we have more. I think this might be from the same listener who was putting wrote about the numbers in the alien attack clearing. I listened to the archive from last weekend. Ron talked about putting the tracking number after your name in the abduction barcode clearing. I'm working on this now. When I started, it was very heavy, and I was coughing. I also wrote it in the customized option 3 for alien implant removal from the alien attack page, all those master numbers. I thought maybe they would try to connect to an implant to try to control us, just giving that a try. I also have I also have the psychic billboard running this month, and we'll put the tracking number in that to be released now. There's another great idea.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
I've done the natal barcode, keyword intercept, and timeline crash. They still have me hooked up. We'll let you know the outcome.
Yeah, so sounds great.
Yes, thank you so much, listener, and we appreciate the ideas and suggestions. And that alien attack page, as this listener clearly knows, and if you've done it, you know, at all, it's very long, involved healing. It's almost, like, overwhelming when you first go in there. But once you start working with it and you start to feel better and get some of these awful attachments off of you, it becomes easier and clearer how to do it and, you know, how to do things. So it's very worth it. And it's only $30 for the whole month. Okay, question about the light infusion chamber clearing that's online. Can this stop entities or alien life forms or clones from taking up real estate in your body?
It's designed for healings, you know, that you're experiencing, physical body healings. I really can't say that it'll get rid of clones and things. It might get rid of clones out of you. So I would say that would probably be, you know, correct. And physical body stuff. As far as entities, they may run anyway from the light, so it's possible. You know, but all you could do is just see how you feel afterwards. And it'd be interesting if anybody out there has done that clearing. I'm sure there's been a lot of people. If you could just maybe let us know what you cleared from yourself and had success with.
Yeah. It's that would be really nice. Of course, it's always nice. Okay, we have a testimonial that just came in. Thursday decloning. This was my first time for this clearing. It was so powerful, and I feel better than I have in 10 years, stronger, happier, and feeling great. Does this mean I need the clone to light clearing?
Yeah, I would do it just for DP, and you maybe want to do it maybe once a week. You know, it can't hurt.
Yes. Just so everyone listening knows, in case they don't, Ron offers 3 healings that are free. They are not on the website. You can only get them by requesting the links by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you don't have those, you can send that, and I'll send it out to you after the show. And what you get is the clone to light that this listener referred to, alien to light, and alien, I think it's human-animal hybrid to light. And, gosh, I think a couple of years ago when we were doing a lot of protection around the new year, I think it was it wasn't this last year, maybe 2015, you came up with the idea, Ron, that we should all put our own name in that and keep running it to clear ourselves and keep ourselves clear of alien energies and clones. So I know a lot of people were doing that for a long time. So just as a reminder to listeners and anyone new getting that clearing, it is great for, you know, your neighbor or someone you have to deal with at work who, oh, my goodness, this person is definitely a clone. And that's great. You can put their name in there. But remember to, every once in a while, like Ron just said, once a week, do it for yourself.
Yeah, you can do your boss. You can do your spouse. You know, you never know. So it can't hurt.
Right. And here is, okay. Okay, so someone wrote in, I did the space clearing on my house, and this morning, three brand new huge leaves grew in the potted plant almost overnight.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, well, happy house, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. And, okay, amazing synchronicity. This is the same listener. Amazing synchronicity. Ron just said on last week's show something like, get rid of those stars. I was flabbergasted because on sudden impulse a few days ago, I ripped off a poster of a large star map that was on my wall and burned it in the garden. That's a great idea, right?
Yeah.
It's bad enough they're up in the sky, right? We don't need to be looking at them on a...
No.
on a wall. It's kind of like I think people feel after they get rid of their New Age books and that kind of thing. It's relief. Okay, here's something paranormal. I read an interesting article about exorcists in America and how they do battle with demons and possessed people and quite literally get thrown around the room sometimes. What is exorcism? I suspect they can't really do it and are playing with a fire they don't understand. One film I saw, a famous exorcist in Rome actually died, and that's a true story.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. It's they probably really don't know what they're doing, although they could have some success. I would say, you know, not to do anything like that. It's not good. And relying on, typically, I would guess that normally the Catholic Church is doing that, the priest or the special man that has been trained, and they're using the light of the darkness, Jesus energy, and the cross, et cetera. Now, you have to remember that what is in that person, number one, and does that, I'll just use the word entity in the person that they're trying to get rid of, does it believe that Jesus is going to harm them if they stay in the body? So they don't have that belief system, and you're in a world of crap, you know. I would not even recommend doing that. You don't know what's in there, you know. So typically, you know, I would run, don't walk away from that. And if you think you can do that, you may get that thing hopping inside of you. And it may not be the same moment or day that you cleared something. It could come into you at any time. So, yeah, I would not recommend any of that. They don't know what they're getting themselves mixed up in. So, back to you.
It would be about the same as healing someone, right, Ron? Like you've said, don't be a healer.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. But, you know, it depends what that entity is doing inside of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not... I wouldn't recommend it for anybody to even dabble in that or to think you're going to have fun by doing it. You don't know what's going to be in there, you know. And, you know, like an example, what if a mad dog came into somebody and the person, you know, you see them and they're kind of growling at you and you're doing your, getting out your little golden cross, you know, and you're doing your mantras and waving the cross in front of them.
that mad dog may not care. It might just, you know, and the person is running saliva out of their mouth like a dog would be doing, and that person could actually come over and bite you. And then you got an energetic transfer of that energy with you. So I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Another comment this listener has, how much I have changed since finding Ron's work. I read a religious poem today and once would have been impressed. It said, enlightenment is intimacy with all things. I just put the book away and muttered, oh, that's just silly. So
yeah.
Thank you, Ron. I think we all appreciate having our eyes opened by you, Ron, and not needing religions or even books anymore. So someone wrote in that they cleared two numbers that, you know, I won't say them because why, you know, even mention numbers if we don't have to, that they kept seeing on the natal barcode clearing and actually felt free and happy today, better than, like, haven't felt so good since childhood.
Great, wonderful.
Yeah, I think that anything that comes up for you, like somebody dumped on me kind of about their illness recently, and the first thing I did was run that through the natal barcode, and I felt like it just left me with that. So sometimes you don't even need any more or deeper healing than that. Would you agree with that, Ron?
Yeah, probably so. Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's just the words.
Yeah, maybe
you
it hasn't
get them out
yet,
of you.
You know?
Pardon?
You know, if you keep seeing something over and over again, then it's probably more ingrained. But just something that you notice and recognize, you can get rid of pretty easily normally.
Right. Good.
But if you see something, you know, continuously for months, maybe once a week for months, then you know that you probably have that association with you. So back
right.
to you.
Okay. Someone just sent in, new age groups are focusing on the solar eclipse this month. Would you do a clearing on that date, Ron?
Not right now. I got to see what's really happening.
I believe it's
I know what
going
the
to be
is,
the 21st.
You know, yeah, the 21st, but I don't want to get involved with it quite yet.
Right, and well, luckily, you know, I guess, for all of us, there is a show that day on
yes,
Monday the 21st.
Yeah. I'll know more of what's going on, what they're bringing forward, what the aliens are doing as we get closer to it. But to project it, a healing now to go into that far away and into the future isn't something that I choose to do. So I want to stay more in the present moment here.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm sure it's going to be
I understand.
Yeah, I can see it being a very bad situation.
Right, right. Okay, so on a recent show, you talked about our cars and that they can have death barcodes. So a person wrote in, what about, like, the car is registered to them, and it's in their name, but their spouse drives it. And they're a good driver, but they're impatient, so they curse and complain about other drivers. Will those emotions affect my car?
Yeah. You know, the emotions are going to be in that psychic billboard of that person. And as people connect through your psychic billboard, that could cause an accident. So, yeah. You know, I'm not saying that's 100%, but, you know, you don't want to do that, you know. So, yeah, I'd say it's not good.
Well,
sooner or later, something's going to happen to the car, you know, or to the person in the car. They just haven't got caught up with the timelines yet. So the timelines are probably being activated and putting in place for a major event to happen.
So, for instance, I know I clear my car when I do a space clearing. And now you've suggested we can do the death barcodes for our car if we have them for ourselves. Are there other healings that we should be doing? I guess we could do the object clearing on our car. I've done that as well. I've just brought my laptop out to the car and sat in there and an object cleared it. Are there other things
Do? Yeah, that would work. Uh-huh. You could do that.
Right. Just because the car is big, it's still just $1 to do an object clearing.
Yeah. I'm going to do a clearing for people's plants.
Okay.
So if you happen to have, maybe you have some flowers in a vase, maybe you have a live plant in your house, maybe you can see one outside. This depends where you're living, because it may be dark, you know, on the East Coast. But I'll make that real for you, so it'll last for the day here, probably through tomorrow also. And here we go. So you want to first look at something or find something. So I'll let you come back on, Ann, and people, maybe they want to bring a house or a plant outside in their house, you know, for a little bit or something. So a couple of minutes we'll do this clearing and make the plant or flowers real.
Okay, or could they, like, can you look out the window at a certain plant or tree?
Yeah, or if you look at a tree, yeah.
Okay. Like if you can't bring it in the house is what I was thinking.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Ron, that's very nice. So I guess we did talk a little bit about today. Friday is was the entity clearing call, and that was very powerful, Ron. And somebody just sent in to you, thank you for that call. And if you're not aware or new to Ron's shows and healings, for only $20 on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, Ron does wonderful live healing calls that you can join. They start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And the one on Wednesday is also at 5:30, and I believe that one is $30. And they're about an hour to an hour and a half long. The Wednesday call is a little more expensive because Ron charges a week's worth of water for us. So you get healing codes in 7 containers of water to take you through the next week. And they're all really wonderful. There's more information about all of that on Ron's website. So you can check that out. Oh, and just a reminder, too, I know we've been talking about this a little, but I want to be sure everyone has this on their calendar. Right at the beginning of September, Saturday, September 2nd, Ron is going to do a special 3-hour healing call, which will be a placenta clearing and a pin removal. So that's also very exciting. An email will be sent to everybody about that, and you can sign up as we get closer to it. The cost will be $50. And by placenta, he means the placenta we were born with, that was around us when we were born. So that's going to be really amazing. And then pins are, unfortunately, pins in our bodies that we didn't ask for, don't want there, are hurting us, and it feels wonderful to have Ron remove these energetic little nightmare things. Okay, Ron, do you think that was enough time for people to get ready for the plant clearing?
Yeah, sure. I think it is. So here we go, everybody. So you want to just focus on your plant, because I need to connect to the plant, your flowers, as you're focusing on them or it. So here we go. So making it real. I'm going to count to 100. Just kind of watch it change. If you can see auras, it will have an aura that'll look really nice. It'll start to glow. But if you can't, you might try kind of like squinting your eyes a little bit so you're kind of out of focus, and you might also see it change that way. But here we go. And plus, you're going to be able to feel the energy of it, emitting energy from it. So Huntington 100 to facilitate this healing for your particular flower or plant. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1 second. Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So just see how that's feeling there. And you may want to put your hand close to it, maybe 6 inches to a foot away, and just see if it's radiating this wonderful life force energy back to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, we'd love to hear from people if they notice the changes in their, of course they will. That was probably inspired, Ron, by the person that wrote in saying their plant grew new leaves from the space clearing. So that's a really wonderful thing for you to do. Thank you. So here's a question, Ron, about something we haven't talked about in a while, I don't think. I like to burn incense in the morning. It's always been a habit. Wondering if that is a good idea or not.
I don't really see anything wrong with that. Unless the ritual practice was, you know, bringing in something, but typically I'd say it'd be fine, you know. So I don't see anything wrong with that. But you do know that when you have, sometimes you have smoke, that can bring in entities like the black goo and energy and stuff. I'm not saying that that could do that, but, you know, it's not a clear energy, and stuff can hide in the smoke, and it could also, just like the gray sky clearing, you know, the aliens can hide behind, you know, the clouds that's up there, which is why it turns gray. So they put up a camouflage. So anyway, that's kind of, you know, overall, I'd say I don't see anything wrong with it, but maybe there could be something that could cause a problem. I don't know. But, you know, just check it out now yourself and look at it and, you know, reevaluate it and see what's what. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. I thought of, and maybe you could talk about this, just the habit part of it.
Yeah, and it could be, a controlling thing, too. You could be mesmerized or, you know, wanting to do that. But I'm not going to, you know, say that it's definitely bad to do. So
I just remember on one time you kind of suggested to us that we switch up how we do things and when we do things and to try not to get in too many habits. Is that right?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. Because you want to be more spontaneous. Otherwise, the programming could attach to you. And, you know, like I mentioned on a long time ago, you know, you may want to change your routine in the morning. You know, normally you do certain things in a certain order in the morning when you wake up. Some things you may have to do in that order, but, you know, you may want to change maybe your eating habit just to see what happens. You know, maybe you have a half an hour of time to get ready for work, or maybe you say you have an hour. And so maybe you can switch around a few of your regular rituals and just see what happens, because the program will be changed on you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And somebody wrote in here. Oh. Someone is doing the advanced timeline crash. I just wanted to clarify some details. I note that in the previous radio show, Ron said you can make this clearing unlimited. How do we do this? Do we send Ron a donation? Oh, no, it's $150 for unlimited lifetime use. I'm sorry if that was not clear, but it is for life for $150. On many of the clearings, there's a price for the clearing and then a $50 charge to make it unlimited, but that is not the case on that clearing. So, sorry if there was a misunderstanding there, but if you've bought that clearing, go ahead and continue to use it. And they said they just came on to the show a little late, and they did miss this. So will Ron be doing enlistments again in the near future? Yes, very near tomorrow. He'll be doing them tomorrow on the Ascension call that starts at 1 o'clock, and you can find out more, all the details about that on Ron's website and sign up for it there if you would like to be enlisted. So thank
you for that.
I'll
probably do the enlistment. I'll probably do it on the second hour. So it starts at 1, so maybe after the 2 o'clock break. We only break for about 10 minutes, so we'll just say around 2:15 is when I'll do the enlistments in case, you can't get on, early or something. So anyway, that's when I'll be doing that, I believe.
Okay.
So about 2:15 tomorrow, California time. And it's a three-hour call, so it'll end at 4 o'clock, so it goes from 1 to 4. Back to you, Ann.
Oh, okay. That's right. I am so sorry. I think I was saying 4 hours, and it's 3 hours. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. Okay. So, see here. Okay, this is a little long. Okay, I guess I will send this person an email to answer their questions. So when you send emails to CLS questions, you may ask questions about, that are personal in nature, et cetera, and our administrator will answer those. But if you want something read on the radio, just if you could try to keep it short and just really about one question, that makes it easier for us. And, and then also it's good for things to not go on too long for Ron, or Ron loses, can't follow. I didn't want to say loses interest, but it's hard for him to keep following. Okay. A couple of people this week, it's funny how sometimes we get the same question from several people, were asking about the half-price deal, Ron, that you very nicely give us for the healings. And what Ron has said is if you've spent $100 on the healings, your next clearing is half price, but it only applies to the whole life healings. And the way you do that is when you pay, you put in half price. So if you're 30, you enter that your age is 15, and the PayPal page automatically does the math for you, and then you send Ron an email and let him know, I bought this healing or these healings, and therefore I'm now doing XYZ healing at half price, so just so he knows that you're doing that. But it only works. You can't do half price of anything else. It has to be the whole life clearing. Okay, Ron, we've gone through most of our questions for tonight. Are there any other sample healings you'd like to do, or...
Let's see here. I'll do another Biden sting clearing for the person that, befriended the scorpion. So here we go. releasing that poison. So if you have any poisons, we'll release them now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that was really wonderful, Ron. Oh, I wanted to say that on, I believe it was just this past Wednesday's show, you mentioned, and I don't know what they're officially called, but we sometimes get raised skin, and there's like a bump underneath, and I don't know if they have a healing. A friend of mine I know said that his doctor told him, oh, those are where pesticides and chemicals build up in your body and, you know, go in a little lump. But you said if you touch that and ask your spirit or just kind of touch it and see what comes up, you may get a memory that's stored there and it needs to be cleared. And I tried that and it worked. But much to my surprise, I got a childhood memory. And it involves a sting, so that's what made me think of it. So I learned that there was something there I could clear that I didn't know, and that might help that bump go away.
So I'll do a clearing for lymph nodes. So if you have any ones that are swollen, we can work on that. So let's see what happens here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. And what else can we do, Ann? Any other, any fresh emails that just came in? Or anything from the listeners?
Nothing right now. I think we've got all of our questions. Well, there is one that it's not quite a question, but since it's Paranormal Friday, I suppose we could. I don't know if you want to talk about the reptilian aliens and how this listener wrote in, they distort reality. If you think about something negative you don't want, they can figure out your thoughts and create that situation. Now, are they still around and affecting us, Ron?
I would say yes. You know, I don't like to really name alien races. But remember, they're on timelines. And so they could be knowing what you are going to be doing in an hour from now because they can view you from a timeline that they created. And they have the movie set, and you're the star in your particular movie, or their movie, so you're the headliner there, and they know what you're going to be doing, and they can change things because they can. So that's why you want to get into the present moment. So let's just say that they have you set up to have an accident in your car, like the person earlier was kind of talking about, the person that was gets upset at people and sounds like he I think it's a he anyway, but it sounds like the person gets upset. Maybe that's hand gestures, you know, and the whole enchilada there when people get, you know, cross his way or does something that's wrong. Well, the aliens already know that. And so they're setting them up by having people come into his timeline. And so when you do the mind to heart drop, then that timeline is shut down. It's shut down for you here. It's still going on in the beyond, though. But for you, it's turned off. So if they're going to give you an accident, we'll say on 42nd Street and something, okay, then all of a sudden when you're doing the mind to heart drop, you're driving your car and you pass 42nd Street where the accident would normally occur, and maybe you go down to the 52nd Street, and now you become more active, so you get out of doing the mind to heart drop. But that whole scene, it was bypassed because you're no longer on their timeline. Now, you could have been in accidents on timelines that you don't know about, and you could be pretty beat up or have your car totaled. But where you are here, none of that happened. Remember, all timelines are real, and just like they're real here when you live life. But when you do the mind of heart drop, you get off of those things. That's the whole reason why you always try to become peaceful. And then that's the bottom line. If you become peaceful, normally stuff won't happen to you that's so negative. So, Ann, looks like our show is about ready to come to an end here pretty quick here. So I'll just do the mind to heart drop right now. So here we go, everybody. I want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So we're going to do that now for you. And you probably already know about this. This is for the newbies. So here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit, that must be out loud, to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, you can feel your thoughts come down. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Once you catch on, you know, just doing it, maybe 3, 2, 1 is very fine. It'll work the same. But first do the 10 count, maybe for like a week or so. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. We'll have enlistments about 2:15. And we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.